Blog Talk Radio.
Grand Risings, loved ones, sisters and brothers, we have made it to 2023. A year that we will apply the knowledge, the wisdom into the understanding of who we are with God. Welcome, 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 welcome one and all to a faith walk. Welcome to 2023. I'm so happy to be here this morning. I promise you, listen, After the day that I had yesterday, all the work that I put in, I'm so excited. I'm looking at my ancestor shrine, and I see bubbles in the water. I see the flowers. They look like they're smiling. I'm just so excited about this day I'm so excited about this day and the next year of what God is getting ready to do in our lives. So I just wanted to say hello. I am Sister Faith, your host for Faith Walk, and I am here in this classroom. We're going to always discuss, talk about, build on, lift up, look at different ways, prayer. And I'm welcoming you into this space because it's a sacred and safe space for you to grow, for you to build your arsenal of prayers, for you to get a little bit more comfortable in the conversation about having prayer and making prayers. So I just wanted to say good morning, Happy New Year, and let's get it popping. Before I get too far gone, I need you to understand two things. One, Sister Faith has information that is not necessarily hers. I do go into a place to get this information, and I'm grateful for it. Two, this is not a one-woman show. I cannot do this alone. So if you have something on your heart or you hear something that you have questions about, please do not hesitate to press that number one. Get on the line with me, and let's talk about it. All right? I got to turn my light on, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm not the young one anymore. All right. So this year, we're going to grow our prayer catalog. We're going to branch out a little bit. We talked about some last month when we did our celebration to our first annual, the conception of it, the birthing of a faith walk. But this year we're going to work on it differently because last year I just used the Bible and I walked through it and I shared some of my favorite prayers. I talked about it. We pulled them apart, and I hope that you have a better understanding as well as building up of knowing how to get to them. But this year, we're going to do something a little bit different because I'm being pushed to look at a bigger picture. And so why not share that? And so we're going to branch out and we're going to look at different types of prayers from different cultures. And we're going to break it down into three separate months of it. So kind of like quarters. And so the first 3 months, we're going to be looking at the native of the land. I hate to call people Native American, the indigenous people of America, and some of the prayers that they have left behind for the people to remember and know. And then we'll move into the next segment. I haven't been given those information yet, so I have to work with what I have. So I hope that you will bear with me. As we get started and go forward, I want to talk about this first. Standing, and first I need to open with prayer, and then we'll discuss more. So, Mother, Father, God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for waking us up this morning in our right minds with strength in our body, the ability to walk and talk and to share with others the love and the connection that you have given us. Oh, great Mother, Father, God, we thank you for the radio show. We thank you for a wonderful approach in Mama 7, leading the way and saying this is something that's necessary. Mother, Father, God, I thank you for my household, my family, resting peacefully throughout the night. I thank you for the food in my cupboards and the clothes on my back. I thank you for the ability to breathe in and out peacefully without struggles. Mother, Father, God, but we also remember those who may be sick in their bodies. We also remember those who may be in behind bars, those who may be in long-term care facilities or hospital beds. Oh, God, we ask that you would send your peace, your comfort, your healing, your touch to them right now. Mother, Father, God, we thank you for all that you have already done and all that you're going to do. We ask that you would be in this space with us as we discuss words and how to get closer to you. I give all glory and praise to your mighty name, Ashe. All right, so we got our prayer. Hey. All right. So one of the first things I want to discuss before I get to the first prayer that I would like to share with you for the year is the elements of personal prayer. I didn't even think about it when I just prayed, but I did it, all these parts. People ask me, I've had people ask or say, I don't know how to pray. And I'm always confused by it, but that's because I've been taught my whole life how to pray. You know, my children may pretend like they don't know how to pray, but they do know how to pray. They may get nervous to be asked to speak in public and pray, but they do know and understand the elements of prayer. And when they need it, believe me, they pray. So the elements of prayer, there are basically about 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 elements of prayer. And the first being your salutation. You know, we got to know who we are praying for, who we are praying to, or what we're trying to connect to. I say Mother, Father, God. Some people say Spirit. Other people say God. Other people say Jesus. Other people, you know, call Allah. Other people. It depends on who you are and how you've been taught. And if you don't know anything else, you can just say Spirit, great. I like the way I was looking at it. The Lakotans say great mystery. It's beautiful, but you always want to identify who you are speaking to, because we have to remember we are sending out our voice and vibration to the universe, and our voice has the ability to connect directly into the heavens. And so be mindful of that, of who you are speaking to. The next is remember the exaltation. If I'm going too fast, let me know. I'm excited this morning, and I don't want to lose anybody in the process. So we've done salutation. The next one is exaltation. So this is remembering that Spirit is greater than us, that our angels are greater than us, and they're in the unseen space, that our higher self. When we are going into this place, we want to make sure that we are exalting said Spirit. We want to make sure that we are saying, sending the blessing, you know. We want to make sure that we are acknowledging the greatness. That's the words I'm looking for. Acknowledging the greatness. Acknowledging the power. Acknowledging the ability to reach through the galaxies to hear us, okay? Then we have our petition. And this is where we're asking for stuff, right? Everybody knows how to ask for stuff. Lord, please let me hit the lottery. You know, you got to play to win, so I guess I'll never hit. But anyway, our petition, when we're asking for our needs to be met, when we're asking for the healing, when we're asking for the help, when we're asking for the courage, when we're asking for the strength, this is that sacred space. Right in here is where the nuggets are, because you're sharing your heart with God. You're opening yourself. You're centered. You're opening. You're saying, this is what I need, to the Spirit, the Great Spirit. And you have to make sure that your intentions are in this petition, that your intention is set properly. You know, you don't want to say random words. There's times that I may pray, someone asks me to pray, and I'm praying, and then later they'll come back and they'll say, you know, that prayer was, and I may not recall all that I said, because then I'm no longer in that space. Now I'm in the intentional space, the heart space, and then Spirit is taking control of the inner things, the secret things that I may have on the inside. And then we have to also, the next step is gratitude and praise. So we've said, Lord, I'm asking you to help me to be healed. I'm asking you to work out the situation. I'm asking you to keep me safe. Lord, I'm asking you to do all these things. And we have to be grateful, and we have to show our gratefulness in advance. This is the exercise. This is flexing the faith muscle and knowing that God has heard our needs. He's heard the petition. He's heard the call, and he's going to answer. And so we have to be already ahead of it. Be grateful in advance. Be thankful in advance. Send praise. Send glory. You know, for those who grew up and going to church, you know, you see the old mother sitting in the front of the church, and she got on white, she got on her hat, and she on first Sunday, and she is going off. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. That doesn't necessarily need to be in every prayer, but if it calls for it, let it be said. You know, the thank yous, the I appreciate you. You are the greatest, and I know that you are mindful of me, so I am so grateful that you are even listening. You have turned your ear to me. We have to be grateful for the time. You know, God has nothing but time. Time is a construct of man, and so we only have a certain amount of days on this earth, eternal. And so for us to take the time out and say, God, this is what we need, we want to say thank you for even listening, because there's a billion people on this planet, and God has taken the time out to hear our needs and our prayers. And you also, a lot of the times when we're doing our personal prayers, I'm going to get to the first indigenous prayer, but I just needed to say this. A lot of the times when we're doing our personal prayers, we forget to recount. Because sometimes we have to encourage ourselves in the midst of this. Recount the ways that God has already blessed you. Think about it. The blessing of getting up this morning. The blessing of being able to walk to the restroom. The blessing of having a roof over your head. The blessing of having food to eat. The blessings. Those are blessings. These things do not have to be given to you. Do you not know if you drive down the road or go to certain parts of town that there are people who are living under bridges, who are pitching tents on the side of highways? Like, you have to remember your blessing. God called you to this blessing and recount them. Say thank you for those things, because he didn't have to do it. She didn't have to do it, but she did, right? And when you're closing your prayer, which is the final part of this segment, is remember to, sometimes we can walk away, but if you really want that prayer to, if it's something that you are trying to set a seal on, you hear people in the Christian understanding say amen, which means so shall it be. You hear people who practice Ifa say, I say. You hear people in different backgrounds, like the Hebrew or the Jewish tradition, they may say Selah. You know, I don't know all of them, and they wasn't all given to me. But there's always a way to end your prayer with kind of a seal that now this letter has done. Now this petition is done. Now this conversation, I'm finished talking. I'm done. But prayer doesn't stop there, because after you are praying, please remember that you need to be still. Be still. Hear what God has to say. He may, she may respond immediately, or they may say nothing, and you just be in peace with whatever it is. If you've never had the feeling of peace wash over you, if you've never been in that space where you may have been upset in your spirit, somebody has really burned your teeth, and you have a lot of other words you would prefer to say, but instead you went to God in prayer. Please believe me. You know, I have little bubbles that pop over my head when I'm upset. And it's funny because the other day I was like, ooh, pointing at the words. I wasn't saying them. I was just saying, that's a cuss word, and that's a cuss word, and that's a cuss word. And my manager was standing there, and she said, let me get my eraser. We're going to erase all these words because we don't need them. We got something more. You hear that? We don't need them. So when we can go to God and say, in the midst of that, and say, God, this is what I need right now. Please help me. I need you. I give you a praise, and I thank you in advance. And then we get quiet. And if you ever been in that place where you've been that upset or that sick or that discouraged or that backed up against the wall, and you feel that sense of peace wash over you, I'm telling you, that moment of silence is necessary. Because you know for beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are connected. And even if you don't feel it, please know that you are connected. Okay? As we grow in our prayer life, and our prayer life grows, please remember, it's always good to sit with it and focus your being on the connection. The beautiful thing about prayer is the more you pray, the more comfortable you are in the relationship with Spirit. In times of trouble, sickness, war, it's your first thought. When seasons of joy and happiness and celebration come, it's your first thought. You will learn to accept and respect the relationship that you have with Spirit due to the connection. It doesn't mean that everything will be perfect. It doesn't mean that you will get everything you ask for. But what it does mean is that no matter what, you know to whom you belong. So as you work on your personal prayers, as you work on building this muscle, as you work on building this catalog, as you work on being able to seek the face of God for yourself and not turning to others to do it for you, you know, it's okay to say, hey, pray for me. I have some sisters that if I'm in a moment and I need some prayer to get through and I need some help, that I will reach out to my sisters and say, hey, I'm in need of prayer. I need y'all to pray. And I never doubt whether or not they're going to pray. Even if that prayer is, Lord, help her. That's enough for me. Because I know that they have a relationship with God, and God has heard them say my name, and that's more important to me than anything. You have to be in that space. You have to get into that place of the connection and to knowing who you belong. But it bothers me to hear people say, can you pray for me? And I know for a shadow of a doubt that they're not praying for themselves. We can't ask people to do what we will not do for ourselves. So if you're on this show, if you're listening here, if you haven't been praying for yourself, but you keep asking other people to pray for you, I just gave you the blueprint on how to pray for yourself, how to get to God for yourself. Doesn't mean you can't ask for help, but what it does mean is that you know how to get there too. Amen. All right, enough of the preaching part. All right, good people, I thought that I would be able to have this prayer written on my pages, and it didn't happen. It didn't happen. Literally, I've been going back and forth. I've looked at maybe 60 prayers, and I was like, I don't know which one, Lord. And then this morning at 6 a.m., my eyes opened, and Spirit started talking. So I found the one that we're going to start the year with. It's a prayer for the Lakota people. And let me just share it. And I don't have a title for this prayer. It just says Lakota prayer. It says, Wakan Tanka, great mystery. Teach me how to trust my heart, my mind, my intuition, my inner knowing, the senses of my body, the blessings of my spirit. Teach me to trust these things so that I may enter my sacred space and love beyond fear and thus walk in balance with the passion of each glorious son. Amen. Amen. And so as we go through this prayer, Wakan Tanka, I only know that Wakan Tanka is like great spirit. Great mystery. You hear how he opened that? That's that the elements of prayer showing up. You know, you are the great master. You are a great mystery. It's the praise and it's the opening of who you're talking to, and then exaltation. Ashe? Teach me how to trust. Most problems that we experience is because we don't trust. We don't trust ourselves, so we can't trust God. We definitely don't trust other people. We can't trust situations. We can't trust nothing. And we have to learn how to trust, and we must learn first how to trust ourselves. Ooh, that's heavy. I love this prayer. To trust your own heart. Help me to trust my heart. Because you always know in your heart what's right and wrong. There's a scripture that speaks of that in the Bible, and I'm sure in other places that said that a man knows in his heart. If you know what's in his heart, then you know what is important to him. His heart. He said, and my mind. Let me trust my mind. How many times have you found yourself in situations where you allow your mind to be played with? When you allow your mind to be manipulated, when you allow things to happen and you go blindly without thought because you didn't apply your own mind to it. Someone said to you, hey, can you do this thing? And you never took the moment out to say, God, my mind is saying this is not a good idea. Listen. If one of the lessons I learned last year is not to blindly do nothing. If your mind, not your belly, if your mind is saying this is not a good idea, please know it's not a good idea. It almost got me killed. please know it's not a good idea. But you got to trust your mind. And he said, then he goes on and he takes a step further. He said, my intuition. Trust my intuition.
Ooh.
We all have intuition. I remember when I was a little girl, my mother was teaching me the senses. She said, you know, you got five senses. The taste, the touch, to hear, to see, and to smell. But then she said, Faith, there's a sixth sense. And I was like, well, what's the sixth sense? I only got hands, feet, nose, mouth, ears. She said, no. There's a sense of knowing. There's a sense of information that may come to you that you may, that other people may not get. It's called the sixth sense. It's in your mind's eye. And I was a little girl, so I thought she was crazy. I don't know what she's talking about. There's not that doggone eye in my mind. But your intuition is important. That's your sixth sense. Ooh, something ain't right in the water. Don't drink that water. Ooh. Let me watch how this plays out. I'm not going to jump into this. Don't go to such and such place. Your intuition tells you don't go. You've been invited somewhere. You really want to go. You're excited about going. Then at the 11th hour, you get that, ooh, this is not a good idea. Don't go. You don't go, and a catastrophe happens at the place. God forbid. My inner knowing. You already know. 90% of the time, you already know. But we like to play dumb. I don't know what that is or what we do, but to God be the glory. Because we all like to play dumb. We already know. There's not a time that I've spoken with someone who's been blessed with psychic abilities or someone who's blessed with the knowing or someone who's, listen, there's not a time, a prophet, a prophetess, it's not a time that you didn't already know. You may have ignored it, but you already knew. You already knew what they was going to tell you. You didn't want to, but you knew. He said, my inner knowing. And then he said, the senses of my body. Listen, if you have not been sick in the last 2 years, all praises be to the Most High God. Do you hear me? And some of us have been, some had COVID, some had the flu, some had other ailments in their bodies. Listen, when God tells you take a knee, you don't got no choice but to take a knee. You sense it in your body. Something is off. So whether it's you can't catch your breath, if you have asthma or know somebody who has asthma, bronchitis, or any of those, I promise you, you know and you can sense it before it even comes. But we get caught up. We doing all this. We doing all that. We going here, we going there, we going everywhere. We doing everything that we need to do, that we feel we need to do. We're watching over our children. We doing our job. We're taking care of families and households and husbands and lovers and wives and sisters, mamas, cousins, aunts. We are doing everything, and our body is screaming at us. I need you to do you. It's time for self-care. And we're just going, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go get my feet done. That's self-care. And your body's like, yeah, that's cool. I like that. However, I need you to sit it down. I need you to turn off the phone, turn off the TV, turn off the radio, turn off the everything, and be still for a minute. Your body screams it to you, and we ignore it. So we are asking Spirit to help us trust the sensing of our body when we feel that. when we feel, do you ever sit down after a long day or dealing with a bunch of stuff and then you realize your shoulders, you've been holding them tight, and then that moment you realize and then you relax them? Your body's asking you to release it, to rest. We got to sense it. And then he said, but the blessings of my spirit. The blessings of my spirit. My inner knowing, the senses of my body, the blessings of my spirit. This is a blessing to be able to identify these things. The heart, the mind, the intuition, the inner knowing, the senses of your body, the blessings of my spirit. Because while we house these bodies, we know these bodies don't leave with us, but our spirit needs us to take care of it while we're here. It's a blessing. These are the blessings of our spirit. So we have to learn how to trust these things. He says, teach me to trust these things. I say he is just a figure of speech. Don't take it. Teach me to trust these things. All these things have to do with you. It doesn't have to do with someone else or what they're going to do, give, say, speak, love. It has nothing to do with it. Which I find amazing is that in my heart, my mind, my intuition, my inner knowing, it didn't say my own personal love. These things are love of oneself. He said, so that I may enter my sacred space. Listen, the sacred space. NDRE has a song about the sacred space, that sacred space where it's just her and God, where it's you and God in free communion with each other. And love beyond fear. See, because if I'm in alignment, I can love. It radiates from me. There's nothing to be afraid of if I'm in alignment. If I can spend time in my sacred space, I'm in alignment. I have reached this place, and I can love you from there and thus walk in balance. So it's never too much of anything. You ever seen a dancer, a ballerina, gracefully glide across the stage? Maybe, you know, I don't know why that's my reference point, but it is. And when you see a ballerina and they're up on their toes, it's called Ponte, and the balance that it takes. Listen, I never achieved that. I danced for years. I never got to the level of Ponte. I wanted to, but I like tap dancing better. I like my heels. My heels are janky now because of it. However, Ponte, it takes a certain level of balance. Your whole body on your toes. Sometimes on one foot. To be in that balance, to be able to stay in that space. Not easy. He said, with the passing of each glorious sun. So this is day by day. Let me be in the balance. Let me trust my heart, my mind, my intuition, my inner knowing, the senses of my body, the blessings of my spirit. Teach me to trust these things so that I may enter my sacred space. This is a daily thing now. And love beyond fear and thus walk in balance with the passing of each glorious sun. Then may I do all these things each and every day. I love it. Just to be close to God. And to be close to God, then that means that we have to take care of ourselves. We have to learn to trust ourselves more. Because if you don't trust you, how can you trust anything else? How can you put your faith in anything else if you don't trust you? So as we start a new year, you know, some people will argue, it's not a new year. But we live in by the Georgian calendar, and for us who are under this Georgian calendar and we go to work and got time off and everything else for this new year, quote unquote, it's a new year, it's a new start, it's the reset, it's the new beginning. And as we start in this new beginning, let's learn to trust ourselves. Let's learn to get closer so that we can get to our sacred space, that each day we can get into that space with God and ourselves, and our minds are clear, that we trust who we see in the mirror, that we can trust ourselves to go into this world and be the light that is expected of us by the Great Spirit. That we can be the mothers, the fathers, the sisters, the brothers, the husbands, the wives, the grandmothers, the grandfathers, the aunts, the uncles, the sons, the daughters. Let's go forward trusting ourselves first, so that those who come in contact with us can feel the love of God radiating off of us, and we can love beyond our fears, where we can get past our own self-imposed prisons, because that's all fear is a self-imposed prison. You telling yourself you can't get past something. Believe me, I learned some lessons in 2022. But in 2023, let the understanding of the Most High God rest upon all our heads. I am having this discussion over myself. If anybody has anything they would like to add, please press 1, and I'll be more than happy to have you add it to the show. I'm excited. I hope that you are too. I hope that you have written down all of your intentions and done the work that you needed to do. And this is not church. So nobody presses that number 1. I ain't gonna hold you here. I'm gonna let you go and let you know that trusting yourself is gonna be important this year, because you already know. Amen. I'll give you 1 more minute. Amen. All right. Y'all don't even understand. I'm excited. I'll read it 1 more time for you, the Lakota prayer, for those who may want to write it down. Wakan Panka. W-A-K-A-N, Panka. Great mystery. Teach me how to trust. My heart, my mind, my intuition, my inner knowing, the senses of my body, the blessings of my spirit. Teach me to trust these things so that I may enter my sacred space and love beyond fear, and thus walk in balance with the passing of each glorious sun. Amen. I think I have a caller, y'all. I have a brave soul that would enter into the faith walk with me. Welcome to the faith walk.
Alafia, greetings.
Greetings.
Thank you for singing
with me. I am well this new year. How are you, sis?
I am doing great. Thank you. It's such a blessing to start the year off with prayer, with the faith walk. I'm so blessed to be here. And I'm so blessed mm-hmm. that I was able to this morning in my right mind, body, and spirit. You know, I'm not going to lie. I had to set the alarm clock, but I did it. And I got up. And I was like, okay, we're going to listen to this. And, you know, got dressed in the process, you know. So this is, you know, like my father said, this bedside Baptist right now, you know.
Amen.
But I do appreciate the format. I just want to say that when you started out telling us about what we should be doing when we go in prayer and those five steps, which I thought was awesome because it made me rethink how I pray, you know. And for me, over the last year, that I wouldn't necessarily say it's been a challenge, but it's been more of a reboot, more of mm-hmm. The biggest thing is the intention. And moving into mm-hmm. 2023, you know, this is about intentions. You know, if you haven't noticed, especially if you are doing that spiritual work, we notice that the mm-hmm. things that we're saying, the intentions that we're setting, you know, are coming through. Even if you consciously don't identify, you're like, oh, well, you know, you asked for something, and then you turn mm-hmm. around and be like, well, I don't intend for it to look like that. Well, did you set the intentions on how you wanted it to look? You said you needed mm-hmm. a car. Well, your grandfather was 67 and sitting outside. Well, that's not what I wanted. Well, you know, that's what you were blessed with. And in that blessing, it might not be exactly what you wanted, but your need is being met. And that's what I had mm-hmm. to realize, too. Our needs are being met. You know, because sometimes you might want that car off that car lot, but you don't foresee your company going out of business in 6 months. And mm-hmm. so God bless you with a grandpa's car, because guess what? You don't have any car payments.
That's right.
You know, setting those intentions, knowing, being open to what those things look like. I feel your vibration through the phone. I'm just like, I'm so excited. Yeah. You know? And everybody that knows me know why I'm excited too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Amen. That's right. God is going to be 18 days and woo-woo. And it was so special for me because this year I realized that how many of my ancestors, we all flow around the same birthday time. You know, so it was a mm-hmm. celebration. Yes, I was in here cooking and cleaning and music playing. And, you know, next time I'm picking up the shaker ray and playing the drum and, you know, mm-hmm. just raising the vibration. And it was intentional. It was intentional mm-hmm. because by the mm-hmm. time we got to prayer last night, it was so beautiful to hear, you know, you come on, your Mama Khadijah come on. Here's a prayer that Mama 7 was given, and it all falls in alignment with the dream. So I am, I know one of the epiphany I had for myself in 2022 was the not trusting myself, you know, mm-hmm. and not realizing that trusting yourself is a part of self-love.
Amen.
Trusting yourself is a part of self-love. I shouldn't have to go get five readings from five different people, watch 20 tarot readings, you know, and to make up what God is already saying to me. You know, everything else should be confirmations. That doesn't necessarily mean that you just, like, if somebody see you getting ready to go in a hole And you're like, oh, there's a hole there. He was like, well, God didn't tell me. He was like, yeah, but I've been down this street before. I'm just going to let you know there's a hole. Sometimes we just have to look
down there.
Right. Look and accept what it is. But then there's also, but there's that part of us that we, like you said, we really and truly know. We have that knowing. And you develop that knowing by trusting yourself more, by following that intention, by by following your intentions, by listening to that voice that's inside of you, no matter how we think it sounds crazy, it's not crazy. So there's been times I've been told to do stuff, and I'm just like, what? Like, okay, well, let me go ahead and do that. And right after that, a blessing just fell. A blessing
that's
just
right.
came out. I was like, ooh. A blessing just came out. I was like, oh, okay. Well,
that's
I didn't know what it was going to be about, but I didn't realize that. Remember last week when you was praying for such and such, you know, hey, it's going to come through this, but I just needed you to do this. So I apologize. Anyone feel I'm taking a
that's
show,
okay. No. I was going to say, I remember my stepmother used to always say, God takes the foolish things to confound the wise. Just do it, you know. Well, Sister Unique, I'm so grateful for you calling in and being my first caller 2023. Ah!
Yes.
In just a few days, we'll be celebrating you. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I want to say thank you. I thank you so much. I ask that you continue to keep the same vigor and zeal in your prayer life and growing and being who God is calling you to be. Amen. I have another call. I'm not going to hold up the lines because we're getting close on time, so I want to go ahead and hear my last caller for the day and get you in so that we can hear what your words and your heart is saying. Amen. Welcome to A Faith Walk.
Blessed Rising. Right. Happy 2023. It's Melissa. How you doing?
Hey, Sister Melissa. How are you?
I'm good. I think I'm going to start saying blessed rising. I just think I am because sometimes you see somebody at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and it feels weird to me to say grand rising at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. However, I sent you a text because I had a personal question about what you're talking about, but I didn't want to put you on the spot. So please check your text.
Okay.
And I just want to say that I am mad at myself already because I told you the other three, I don't know, somewhere between 10:30 and 11 o'clock. So I never did make the 11:30 call. I am so upset with myself. Like, are you kidding me? So I couldn't pray in the new year with a wonderful approach. And I am mad about it. Like, you don't understand. So then my reminder come off today, and I said, good, at least I get to pray in the daytime. So that's fine.
That's right. Amen.
I really hate that I missed it. I was like, I was home in time. I just said, let me lay down while I'm, you know, watch a little TV and wait for 11:30 to hit. And I guess I knocked out. When I woke up, it was the gunshots going off telling me it was the new year.
No. It's all
but
right.
Seriously,
well, listen,
I want to ask you that question.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I want to let you know that I'm going to be with you on this journey as well because I'm going to be, you know, trying to get on these calls with you every month. And I just, you know, I just want to support. So I want to grow. And I love you. That's all.
I love you more. Sister Melissa and everybody who, if you missed the show, if you missed the prayer line last night, you missed some fire. But you know, I was like, I'm real slow, and I'll be. Thank you, Sister Melissa, for calling me in, and I'll check my text messages. I am very much a last-minute person. It's a bad habit. Like, it really is. Like, I don't get excited and get to doing all the work I need to do until it's crunch time. And I had done most of it. Like, I had the ancestor food cooked. They was happy, too. I went old school and made some stuff that I haven't made in a long time. And made sure that, you know, I made my My altars are beautiful. They look so pretty. And everything was done. All the work was done. And, you know, made sure the kids had did their part. They, you know, take their showers, do this, do that. Had them all over the place. They looking at me like, lady, would you please, can we eat now? And then, you know, I had my last minute things that I had to do just for myself. And so when I jumped on the prayer line last night, I was so happy to hear Mama Khadija praying. And I was just like, yes, 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 and yes. And wrote down some of the, you know, making sure that I'm thankful and mindful of that she was mentioning. And after that, I pressed one. And then I was like, maybe I don't need to be out there. And then I was, hey, I saw my sister press one, and I pressed one again and got on the line. And didn't mean to. A sparrow flew into my house. My husband came home, so he's yelling in the background. He's trying to get this bird out. And the bird didn't even give me a hard time. It was a little tiny sparrow that has decided to live in front of my house. And he flew in. He sat on a cabinet and then flew right back out the door, you know. And so I was just like, oh, God, what does that mean? I had to look it up. At first I was like, oh, no. And then when I looked up the type of bird it was, I saw the blessing in it. And I'm just so grateful to God for it and the fact that I was in the right place doing the right thing at the right time, and I got a message. Amen. So loved ones and loved bugs, we are closing the hour out. I want to say thank you to everyone who supports this program. A special thanks to Mama Seven. She pushed me. She didn't really push. She just kind of said a little tug and said, come on this way. But she did it while holding her whip, and I'm displayed. I want to say thank you for your support, because when I first thought of the faith walk, I was with my family on vacation on a mountain, and Spirit started speaking to me about this. And then a month later, and then when I got back, I got this phone call asking would I be willing to do this. And this is my sharing with you, my testimony of it, of understanding that when you are in communion with God, nothing is a surprise. When you live in the secret space, when you take the time to get in that little niche, nothing is a surprise when it comes forward. And I'm just grateful for each and every soul who checks the show, the program out, who's listening in, who's trying to learn something new. I pray all the time that, you know, that God let me be just your vessel. And so as we close the program for the day, I'm going to end with prayer, as we always start with prayer and we end with prayer here at the Faith Walk, because we want to build this muscle up so that our strength is not in ourselves, in our spirit, in the spirit that sent us. We all connected. Mother, Father, God, we thank you for this new year. We thank you for your love, your kindness, your gracious patience with us. As we grow to trust more, as we grow to find our balance, as we grow to learn how to get into the sacred space with you, oh God, I ask that you would remember each and every household represented on the radio, on the live, and also those who tune in later to listen on the playback. Mother, Father, God, I thank you for each and every person. I ask that you would touch their lives, that you would give them the blessings that they need. If they're sick in their body, that you would send healing. If their wallets are light, that you would make it heavier and fill them. Lord, I ask that you would give them wisdom on how to spend their money. I ask that you would bless them on a new job. I ask that you would open doors that need to be opened. The Most High God, I ask that you would close the ones that need to be slammed shut. I thank you for keeping us and covering us as we go into this new year, oh God. I ask that you will continue to lift us up a little bit higher. Help us to vibrate higher, as Sister Unique said, that we keep the vibration in a space that doesn't allow us to forget the precision of language, that doesn't allow us to forget that we have duties that we must adhere to, that we don't forget to trust ourselves and go on to and trust our intuition, the gift of the sixth sense that you've blessed us with. That we would take care of our communities, that we would take care of the earth itself, that we will not be a part of the problem with polluting our earth with trash and unnecessary things. That we won't pollute our spirits with trash and unnecessary things. That we won't fill our space with anything that is not like you. Most High Mother, Father God, I ask that you will continue to protect us. Watch over our children as they get ready to go back to school for a new year. After the new year, oh God, I ask that you will cover them, keep them, and protect them from our juniors in high school. I think that's the oldest in the wonderful approach, all the way down to our babies, that you will keep your hands and a protection on them, hedges of protection, that you will protect them in their mind, body, and spirit, that they will make good decisions in remembering who they are. Mother, Father, God, I want to thank you for the leaders. I want to thank you for the teachers. I want to thank you for the mothers. I want to thank you for the elders that have surrounded us, who give us their wisdom. I want to thank you for being our God and us being your people. We give all thanks and praise, and we end with amen. See you next month.